Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Prague, Czech Republic. Locals and tourists praise truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Compassion will win. Czech lawmakers support Falun Gong's peaceful resistance. Switzerland. Parade in Zurich raises awareness of Falun Gong persecution in China. Calgary Film Festival patrons shocked by documentary on Chinese labor camp. San Francisco, I feel relaxed and energized after attending a Falun Dafa exercise instruction workshop. And Shenyang Symphony Orchestra concludes 10-city Taiwan tour. Now for the stories.
Prague, Czech Republic. Locals and tourists praise truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Over 1,500 practitioners gathered at the Old Town Square in Prague on September 28, 2018, to showcase the Falun Gong exercises and raise awareness of the persecution in China. A grand march later departed from the square, passed by the Prague Castle, the Charles Bridge, the Prague Astronomical Clock, and ended at Wenceslas Square. Locals and tourists signed the petition calling for an end to the persecution in China after learning the facts and seeing the peaceful meditation that practitioners demonstrated. Children's book writer Marie signed the petition and said, "We cannot believe such things as killing Falun Gong practitioners for their organs is happening today. I haven't seen a single media report about this. Politicians keep silence for economic interests." She complimented the practitioners' efforts to raise awareness of the persecution in China and that truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are the values that we should very much cherish. She encouraged practitioners to continue their efforts and follow their belief. Nelson, an information technology professional from Denmark, signed the petition upon learning about the persecution of Falun Gong in China. He added, "Killing Falun Gong practitioners for their organs reminds me of the Second World War. Maybe the death toll is different, but the level of brutality surpasses that of World War II. Falun Gong is peaceful and apolitical. Everyone should have the right to choose his or her own belief and way of life." A couple from Hong Kong was traveling in Prague. They had seen the Falun Gong marches in Hong Kong and expressed their support, saying, "Falun Gong emphasizes self-improvement. This meditation practice is harmless. I dislike the Chinese Communist Party. It tries to control people's minds and restricts our freedom. It closes your mind whenever new things come up. It has brainwashed mainland Chinese people. We don't want Hong Kong to become something similar to the mainland."
Compassion will win. Czech lawmakers support Falun Gong's peaceful resistance. Two members of the Czech Chamber of Deputies spoke at the Falun Gong protest in front of the Chinese embassy in Prague last Thursday, expressing their support for the peaceful resistance against the persecution in China. At the protest, Falun Gong practitioners from several European countries submitted an open letter to the newly appointed Chinese ambassador, calling for an end to the 19-year persecution of the spiritual practice in China. One of the Chamber of Deputies members said in her speech that the first step needed is to let people know about the persecution in China. She said that she and her colleagues were willing to speak up on behalf of Falun Gong in the Czech legislature and the European Union Parliament to tell the lawmakers about the human rights crisis in China, including the state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting. Citing the old Czech saying, "The truth will win," she saw the words "truthfulness, compassion, forbearance" on practitioners' t-shirts and said, "Compassion will win." A spokeswoman for the Falun Dafa Association in the Czech Republic read the open letter to the Chinese ambassador. She pointed out that the former Chinese Communist Party head, Jiang Zemin, who launched and directed the persecution, and his followers have brought disasters to China and the whole world. She called for them to be brought to justice. Many people stop by the protest to express their support. Tourists express their respect and praise the practitioners for their courage and their efforts to tell the world about the persecution. One passerby said, "The Communist Party is still suppressing people in China. Falun Gong's efforts will be a blessing for the children."
Switzerland. Parade in Zurich raises awareness of Falun Gong persecution in China. The European Tian Guo marching band led a procession through downtown Zurich, Switzerland on October 5, 2018 to help raise awareness of the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of Falun Gong and call for help in stopping the CCP's state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners. During the procession, many spectators took photos and read flyers to learn more about Falun Gong. Richard Casanova, a spiritual advisor, already knew about Falun Gong from the news. He said, "When the ladies in white passed by holding photos of practitioners who have died as a result of the persecution, my heart was moved. It was so touching. When a person who works hard with their whole heart passes by, I can feel it, and I have this feeling today." Casanova opposed the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong and praised the practitioners' efforts to end it. He said, "I believe that everyone has the right to choose his own belief. But in China, freedom of thought and freedom of belief are regarded as dangerous by the CCP due to its paranoia." Casanova said he thought that it was a disgrace that the international community has not condemned the persecution. After the parade passed by, James, a student in the Department of Economics at the University of Zurich, read the flyer in his hands. He said, "That was fascinating, the music especially. More people know about Falun Gong now. I think Falun Gong must be very good when I see so many people are willing to participate and tell others what is happening." He said it was the first time he'd ever heard about Falun Gong, but that he felt the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance were good and everyone should follow them. He was upset to hear that the practitioners were being persecuted just because of their belief, and appalled to learn about the CCP's live organ harvesting. "That is pure evil. It's illegal and shouldn't be happening at all. No one should be treated like that."
Calgary Film Festival patrons shocked by documentary on Chinese labor camp. The award-winning documentary Letter from Masanja was warmly received by viewers at the Calgary International Film Festival on September 22nd and 23rd, 2018. The documentary highlights what took place in the Masanja forced labor camp located in northeastern China. Sun Li, the film's protagonist and a Falun Gong practitioner, was held for 2.5 years, from 2008 to 2010, at Masanja, where inmates were forced to work 15-hour days, 7 days a week, and were tortured and abused. The film begins with an SOS letter from Sun being found by Julie Keith in 2012, hidden inside the packaging of a Halloween decoration she had bought at the local Kmart in Oregon. When Ms. Keith publicized the letter, it drew intense worldwide attention to the gross violations within China's decades-old re-education through labor system. Film director Leon Li said that Masanja was the most notorious labor camp in China. Li had managed to track down Sun after a 3-year search, and it turned out that Sun had seen Li's previous films on human rights issues in China. He trusted Li and felt that it was a good opportunity to tell his full story to expose the evil of Masanja labor camp. A parliament member who came to the screening called upon the audience to write to their representatives and raise awareness of the human rights crisis in China. He pointed out that the film will help people see what China's forced labor camp system is like, and a side of China that most people may not see. The film left a deep impact on other audience members as well. One Canadian woman said that the film makes people think about human nature, socialism, belief, and the war between the good and the evil. "The film has given me much, and I am truly grateful," she said.
San Francisco. I feel relaxed and energized after attending a Falun Dafa exercise instruction workshop. A woman named Balver said, "This is what I've been looking for." The medical technician had just attended a Falun Dafa exercise instruction workshop on September 30th in the Union City Library in the San Francisco Bay Area. She said, "I like this exercise workshop." She said that she could feel heat in her hands and head while she did the second exercise, holding the wheel. "I feel energized and relaxed. I was in high spirits after doing the exercises," she added. Balver saw information about the workshop on the internet. "It's my first time. I like it very much. I'm looking forward to attending the next workshop." She said people in Silicon Valley have a fast pace of life and high work pressure. They are either ill or experiencing family problems. So this practice is very good and can relieve stress. Balver said that she will download the main book of Falun Dafa, Juan Falun, from the internet and visit the practice site in Fremont. This was the seventh Falun Dafa exercise instruction workshop held by practitioners in Union City and Fremont. News of the workshop has been passed on by word of mouth, and increasing number of people are interested in learning. More than 30 people attended the workshop in Union City that afternoon. People were waiting outside the library before the doors opened. Miss Chen from China called very early saying she wanted to learn the exercises and said that she planned to watch the online video instruction to keep learning the exercises after returning home. She said, "I've been reading the Falun Dafa books, but I didn't know where to learn." Mario seriously focused on learning the movements. He said that when he drove to the library, his calves were very painful. After he finished doing the exercises, he felt much better and said that the pain had lessened. "I really like this workshop. My legs are much better. I feel good now. Thank you." The people who attended the workshop said that they felt good afterward and wanted to participate in the next workshop and experience it again. Two library administrators also came and learned the exercises. Some people sent text messages to the practitioners who were conducting the workshop saying that they missed the workshop that day and asked when the next one would be held.
Shenyun Symphony Orchestra concludes 10-city Taiwan tour. The Shenyun Symphony Orchestra concluded its Taiwan tour at the Cultural Center Performing Hall in Tainan on September 27th. Over the course of an exhilarating two-week tour, the orchestra presented 12 sold-out performances in 10 Taiwanese cities. Rose Yu, an orchestra director, said, "This is indeed a breathtaking performance. It's so enjoyable that I was completely captivated and my worries were gone. The integration of Chinese and Western musical instruments is the perfect arrangement, something I have been pursuing. Today I am here to recharge and to learn. Shenyun's music breaks all the barriers. It has the effect of spiritual healing. It is nourishment for the soul and for personal growth," she said. The president of the board of directors of Lingtung University commented, "Indeed marvelous. Excellent overall coordination and excellent performances by the conductor with the musicians. I can sense Shenyun's dedication. Listening to Shenyun's music and watching Shenyun's performances can enhance our horizons. This is a great evening and I have gained a lot," he added. The mayor of Taoyuan City said, "Remarkable. This is a performance rich in cultural connotations. The Shenyun Symphony Orchestra is the most inspiring orchestra that has performed in Taiwan. It blends Chinese and Western musical instruments and styles, is rich in Chinese culture, and even those who have never received professional training can enjoy the music." The chairman of the board of a biotechnology company exclaimed, "A musical fest bestowed to man by the gods. Shenyun allowed us to experience divine spirituality. It elevated our level of mind and health. It also is an inspiration for our future," he said. "The power of Shenyun's music can elevate the level and energy of the earth," he added. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.